Welcome to the M&A Cornercast, a podcast focused on the world of mergers and acquisitions, helping inform the business owners and advisors we work with every day. I'm your host, Chuck Dallas. I have more than 10 years of experience with mergers and acquisitions, both from a corporate perspective and as an outside advisor. Today, we welcome Nick Olson, Managing Director of Cornerstone International Alliance. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Chuck. How you doing today?
Doing just fine. Thank you. Glad you could join us today. Nick, why don't you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of an idea on your background?
I appreciate the ability to be on here today, Chuck. A little bit about myself. I am the Managing Director for Cornerstone International Alliance, which we'll get into the details of what that entails as we continue the discussion. But in my past life, I came from 12 years of marketing, sales, and business development in the healthcare space. And then before that, I was in professional sports doing front office work as far as sales and directing game operations and things like that. So I have a passion for sports. Grew up playing basketball, baseball, and football. Played baseball in college. Continue to do as many sports and outdoor activities as I can with my kids and my wife. So it's always fun to be active and things like that. But yeah, from a professional perspective, over 15 years of sales, marketing, and business development experience. It's been really great to join Cornerstone International Alliance. We have some really great things going on, and I'm excited about what the future holds.
Nick, it must be driving you a little bit crazy that there's no sports on TV or the radio right now with the pandemic, right?
It is, like most of us, but I think I'm hopeful that some of these sports at least can get back on TV and that we can enjoy some of those things from a distance. I'm anxious for some baseball and football to start.
So am I. So how about let's give a little bit more context for our listeners here. What is Cornerstone International Alliance, Nick?
Cornerstone International Alliance is, simply put, a premier alliance of M&A firms across the globe who focus their time and efforts and energy on the lower middle market, so that 2 million to 50 million total enterprise value. We come together as smaller individual firms from across the globe, and we're really joining forces, coming together, leveraging each other's expertise. We say we're stronger together than we are individually. So we say larger, bigger, higher quality deals. What it comes down to is it's providing a better experience for our members' clients, essentially through the alliance access to all these industry experts. So we currently have 17 members in the United States. We just added our first international member out of New Delhi, India. We are looking at growing our international membership, and that's one of our focuses in 2020. Really solid strategic partners across the globe, over Europe, Asia, Canada, North America, down to South America. So, you know, that's one of my main goals and focuses for this year is to find strategic partners internationally. Our mission is pretty simple. We bring together the best of M&A firms in the lower middle market, and we help them, like I said before, efficiently close more larger and higher quality deals. We provide them with valued resources to help them accomplish this mission. We're stronger and better together than we are separate. So I think in a nutshell, that's my little elevator speech on what the alliance is all about. Pretty good group. We're excited for all of our members.
What a nice concept. As you stated, you have a database of experts that not only in the U.S., but internationally, that may have worked on a certain type of project, either on the sell side or the buy side, and they can share that knowledge with anybody within the alliance just to make things go easier for them, can't they?
Absolutely. You know, we all learn from each other, and we all have our own experiences. And if something may not go the way you wanted it to go in your initial deal, you can share that information with our membership so they can live and learn and avoid maybe that little hiccup that came about. For an example, we have industry experts. So M&A advisors across the alliance have done many, many deals. We've, as a collective group, have done over 3,200 deals together in the M&A lower middle market space. So that number really speaks for itself. Yeah. You know, so industry expertise means we've done many deals in a certain industry. So for example, if you had a deal of a sell side client, Chuck, in let's say, the trucking space, and you want some insight from others within the alliance, you know, I would set you up with those members, and you guys can talk shop and, you know, share war stories and go back and forth on how you handled things and really learn from each other, so you can leverage those industry experts in doing your own deals, your future deals. So we have that ability that you can directly contact those professionals, and really a benefit that you wouldn't normally have if you were not a member of our alliance.
No doubt, having all those folks just bring strength to your bench for you to be able to feed and get the information. So it's probably some of these that you've been talking about, but for other M&A type firms that are out there, what are the benefits for them to join an alliance like we have at Cornerstone?
This is the foundation that we're built on. You know, I like to call them our four pillars of value. You know, we have global reach, like I mentioned before. We have international members, members from East Coast to West Coast in the United States. So really what we like to say is we have more dots on the map. We have partners all across the globe. So we are not just a standalone firm in a certain city. We are to a certain degree, but we are in this thing together. So we have the ability to work with our partners, and they truly are partners in CIA across all these different markets that we're in. So chances are, if we're not in the market that you are selling a business in, we have someone who is. So that's the first one, is just our global reach, more dots on the map. We have a deep bench. We're stronger together. We have industry experts. We kind of touched on this in the previous question, but best practices sharing. We regularly meet at least once a month to discuss what's the latest news in the M&A market. What are we all seeing? How are we all working together, learning from each other, and being more efficient together? Chances are we've all been through a certain situation, so let's avoid that mistake in the future. We have great people in this alliance, and they're all willing to share their best practices, and it's been great to listen in to all these discussions that we have every month. We also provide any M&A firm, especially in the lower middle market, tools and resources are so helpful in doing a lot of different things, but they can be very expensive. We as an alliance provide various tools, resources for our members, so they don't have to incur a lot of those costs that otherwise you might not be able to have, just because there is a cost with those. So really focus on industry reports, aggregate data for deals within a certain space that have been completed, so you can look at revenues and multiples and things like that as you're looking to sell your client's business for them, and maybe go back to that information and look at what other deals have been finalized. We look at creating company profiles, buyers lists, things like that. So those are all types of resources and tools that we provide our members. So basically an analyst for our members. So they have questions or need help with looking into some things, you know, they can reach out directly to me, and I will definitely be there to help them out with that. We already hit on this last one. The fourth pillar of value is access to industry experts. Like I said, we're always learning from each other. We have been through it. We've done over 3,200 deals in M&A. We have over 800 years of business experience with our members. So they've been in the business owner's shoes. They've had their own businesses. They've sold their own businesses. Now they're doing it for other people. So they've been in that position, so they really know how it goes and works. So it's really amazing, the group that we have together and the amount of experience and expertise that they have. So, you know, if someone asks me about what the alliance is, I'll tell them we're an alliance of firms who practice in the lower middle market. But really what it boils down to are these four pillars of value that we're going to provide all of our members and help them out with their deal-making process.
For our listeners, you've mentioned you have 17 members within the United States. You now have somebody from India. Tell us a little bit more about your current members to the alliance.
We have 10 founding members, so we've grown from there. The alliance is about 2 years old, and the foundation was laid with those 10 members, and we're growing since. What an amazing group that we have, and it's really like-minded people, have a common focus. providing extreme value for their clients, helping them realize their dream of selling their business. It's a huge life milestone that you're looking into selling your business. And to have people like this that we have in our alliance to help those clients through that process, they're truly in great hands. That's a testament to just the foundation that was laid with the alliance when it was started, the growth that we've had with not only the new members, but the process that we go through to bring in new members. We want really good firms, really good people, and we want the best of the best. And so we have a vetting process that all prospective members go through so we can make sure that they're a good fit for the alliance and that the alliance is a good fit for them, because this is a working alliance. You know, you're going to get more value the more you put into it. And I think if someone's going to bring some wealth and knowledge to the table, those are the types of firms that we want. And the value that we provide them is tenfold based on the fees that come with that. But got to be a mutual beneficial relationship. So we really ask a bunch of questions. We check references. We have interviews with prospects. So when we're bringing in a new member, we're really digging deep and making sure that it's a good fit for them and a good fit for us.
There could be some listeners thinking to themselves, I have an interest in joining this alliance. What is your application process, and what does a firm have to go through to become part of the Cornerstone International Alliance?
I'll start that out by saying my full-time job, my sole responsibility is to Cornerstone International Alliance. So I'm here to really provide support and make sure that all that value is being provided to our members. So the first step would just be, let's have a conversation. I can get a phone call, Zoom call, and we can have a conversation just to learn a little bit about each other. I will definitely provide information on the alliance, but I would love to learn about firms out there that are interested in joining and just making sure that they are a good fit and that we're a good fit for them. So I think that's where we'd start. And then as the conversations progress, you know, we have actual application form that we send to interested parties that they can fill out, just really digging deep into the information that we collect, making sure that deal size and all that is within the lower middle market space, understanding what industries they've got experience and expertise in. Geographically, it makes sense to have them in the alliance. We don't like putting multiple members on top of each other geographically, so we want to spread that out a little bit. From there, it's a really cool feature, I think, is we have a couple of our board members and myself get on a Zoom call with the prospective member, and we just have a conversation. You know, it's a time for that individual to ask questions to our members, you know, who are members and what they get out of the relationship and benefit that they receive and, you know, what their experiences are. And then our members can learn a little bit more about who we're talking to about coming into the alliance and getting a feel for them and making sure that they would be a good dynamic fit for the alliance. And then from there, yeah, we have the membership vote and majority rules and all thumbs up from there, then it's a go.
Makes sense. And it's a great thing that you're asking for the input out of all the members, because maybe it's somebody that could be a competitor that's right next to them, mm-hmm. or maybe you already have that type of expertise within the alliance, within that area. It probably doesn't make much sense to duplicate those efforts.
Right. You know, and that's exactly why we don't do that, but there are exceptions to the rule. And if we have an industry expert who solely does a certain industry, you know, then yeah, we might have two members in the same area, sure. But for the most part, we like to space that out strategically.
So, Nick, what are your goals as the managing director for the alliance over the next few years?
Obviously, I want to continue to provide strong value for our members. That's first and foremost. We're continually looking at new opportunities, new tools, new resources, and the ability to continue to provide that value for our members is paramount to the success of our alliance. So we always continue to do that. My main focus and my main vision for this alliance going forward is continue to grow into a stronger alliance, bring in really good people, not only from across the United States, but globally. I'd love to have a couple of members in Europe, in Asia, South America, Canada as well. when we're doing cross-border deals, we have people we know in those markets that we can rely on to help us get our deals across the finish line. If other countries are looking at doing deals within the United States, we have a pretty deep bench of advisors and professionals that can help them as well. We would like to continue to have growth within the United States. We're looking at hopefully having at least one member in each state in the United States, and the bigger MSAs that are out there, you know, might be a couple. We want to cover and expand our reach, expand the great people that we have in this alliance, bring in more industry experts, and continue to provide next level service as we continue to grow and look at providing more resources, databases, tools for our members. So we also provide a lot of marketing assets for our members too. You look at our website, we have an advisor database that people can search. They can look at geography. They can look at industry expertise, things like that, where if someone's looking to sell their business, I think you go to the Cornerstone International Alliance website, you're going to find an expert that can get you there. So, you know, they can co-branded marketing assets that they can utilize to showcase that they're part of this bigger alliance. They got this, all these different partners across the globe. So we continue to look at different ways to enhance that. But it's just really looking at strong growth, bringing in good people, providing great service to our members so they can provide great service to their clients and provide that second to none where you're not going to find this anywhere else.
Nick, this has been some great information. If someone is interested in joining or learning more about Cornerstone International Alliance, what should they do?
They should get a hold of me, and they can do that in a couple of different ways. You can either call our office. That number is 920-436-9890. Love to have a conversation over the phone, learn a little bit more about each other and see if it's a right fit for both parties involved. You can send me an email. My email address is nolson@cornerstoneia.com. That's nolson@cornerstoneia.com. Or connect with me on LinkedIn. We can start a conversation there as well. You know, we want to make it easy for information to be shared, and reach out to me anytime, and I'm happy to jump on a call, a Zoom call, or email correspondence, or whatever the case may be. But the more great people we get into this alliance, the more valuable it is.
Thank you very much, Nick. Again, we're visiting with Nick Olson today, the Managing Director of Cornerstone International Alliance. Nick, want to thank you for joining us today. It's truly been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you for tuning in to the M&A Cornercast. Hopefully we gave you some insight into the world of mergers and acquisitions. We'll see you back again next Thursday with a brand new episode.